Email numbers and a mail.
That's totally up to you.
Thank you, Carlton.
Title IX, that's your call.
How about me? Somebody put a heart on my
head. Yes, that was Linda's doing with my
permission.
Imprimatur.
I just said, wouldn't mind a little levity, would you? I did it for Garrett. He's not here.
Yeah, I heart, yes. I heart LU.
His day.
We're just waiting right now for Alexandra to get the presentation set. But what I'll do while she's doing that, are we on?
Yes, you are.
All right, this is a resumption of the Land Use Committee meeting, Tuesday, February 14th, 2012. Same cast of characters. We are here for the working session on petition number 9-12. Excuse me? I think I noted Greg was here when we were out in the hallway. Excuse me, out in the chamber.
Yes.
But
we've lost Alderman Harney.
Alderman Harney may have had to leave. All right, I'm just going to go ahead and read it while you're getting it ready, Alexandra. So it's Karush. Ms. Karush? Am I pronouncing it correctly?
Yes.
Yes, okay. Karush. Mizrahi, petition for a special permit site plan approval to locate an accessory apartment in an existing detached structure and to waive the required screening for the associated parking at 1099 Walnut Street, Ward 6, Newton Highlands, on land known as SBL 52911, containing approximately 13,618 square feet of land in the district zone, single residence 2. We had the public hearing earlier tonight. It was closed at the end of the public comments. And I will let Alexander, if she's already, do the presentation. We've been rejoined by Alderman Harney. No need to apologize. So whenever you're ready.
I left it.
Very quickly. The 14,000 square foot lot of land. It's located in the single residence 2 district on Walnut Street as you're going into the Highlands. You're coming from City Hall. It's improved with a single family residence and a detached carriage house. There's an existing 10-foot driveway that leads off of Walnut Street, and there is surface parking that exists now on site currently for 3 cars. This is a picture of the existing carriage house. The petitioner is proposing to use it as an accessory apartment. The petitioner needs relief to allow an accessory apartment in a detached structure. We always do that by special permit only when it's in a detached structure. They're also requesting to waive the required landscape screening buffer. The ordinance requires a 5-foot landscape screening buffer around the parking area.
However, before we get to that, there is an existing fence along the side of the property with the neighborhood that is adjacent to. Looks like it's within 5-6 feet of the driveway.
Most of the property is surrounded by a tall board fence.
Yeah.
The planning department did not see any issues with the waiver to the landscape requirement
Who does the fence belong to, then?
The fence does belong to the abutters, but we did include a condition in the board order stating that the petitioner maintain it if it is desired that the fence remain on site by the abutters.
Okay. And then the only other question I had, Alderman Fishman had a question at the public hearing regarding the turnaround. There was no hammerhead there for a turnaround, and I just wanted you to address that because I know you and I looked at this last week when we spoke.
Yeah, well, this is sort of an open lawn area, so it is very easy for the cars to sort of back up into this area, and there's enough room for them to turn around.
Back up into the open lawn?
Well, so this is where the pavement ends, but they can back up. They can sort of begin turning their car pretty quickly, and even if they go on to this by a foot or two, I think there is sufficient room to turn around.
So you're saying that they don't necessarily back out now into Walnut, and they wouldn't in the future.
I don't believe they do.
The turn.
They might do it once.
The fire department has requested that the petitioners widen the driveway so that they can make the turn and gain access closer to the carriage house. And so that additional paving makes sense to me, but I don't feel like asking them to add more paving to this area is a real necessity.
Okay, any other questions about the site plan or anything else? Alderman Laredo?
Just a question on the wording of the fencing around the subject properties. I take it the intent is that if the neighbors want a fence, great. If they don't put one up.
Right.
But since it's on the neighbor's property, we're not requiring this petitioner to pay for that fencing, are we?
I think my inclination is in, 15 years, if the fence becomes very deteriorated adjacent to the carriage house and the neighbors still want a fence, that it would then be the petitioner's responsibility.
To pay for a fence in the neighbor's yard?
Well, it would have to be on their property. The rationale here is we're giving a waiver to the landscaping requirement because ordinarily they'd be required to landscape the area that's where the three cars stalls are. They'd be required to landscape that.
So are you saying we're telling the petitioner that they would have to pay for a new fence on the neighbor's yard?
They could either put a new fence on their yard or pay to replace the fence on the petitioner's yard, on the abutter's yard. If that's what the...
I'm not opposed to it. I'm just trying to think ahead a little bit here. If we're going to have a requirement, I could see a situation where a petitioner says, I'm going to put up a basic chain link or wood fence, and the neighbor says, no, I want something more elaborate. How do we deal with that if it's on their property?
There is a precedent for this, and I'm very familiar with it because I became involved a couple of years ago. The old Pierce School is now senior housing, and when they got their special permit, site plan included a fence on it. At one point, this is many, many years ago, they got the special permit. More recently, the management company had noticed that the fence had deteriorated and removed it after seeking approval from the Historic Commission, but didn't realize, unfortunately, that they needed to amend the special permit in order to be able to take the fence down. Ultimately, the ISD commissioner went out and we persuaded them to replace the fence. What they ended up doing was replacing the fence with a fence of a like kind. So I think in order to address that eventuality, again, here on this site plan, it refers to a stockade fence. I would expect that the replacement would be of like kind. In other words, another stockade fence. Now, if they want to make an agreement to do something different, that, in other words, if they wanted to pay to replace the fence for the neighbors, and that's agreeable, they could do that. But
should we then amend this to say maintain fencing of a like kind
around
the subject property unless either fencing is agreed upon or no fencing is requested?
Well, I also just note, and then it always gets curiouser and curiouser, we also have a fence ordinance, right?
Yes.
We have a fence ordinance that would,
we do.
In order to replace the fence, now if you want to just replace a fence without having to get a permit, you have to replace this basically with something similar, is that right?
Yeah, depending on what they're replacing it, they may have to at least look at the fence ordinance and see whether they have to get
a permit. I'm just trying to avoid the problem for some future Board of Aldermen to have to grapple with
this. I'm more than happy to let some future Board of Aldermen have a problem with this, but I hear what you're saying.
Well, we may be around 15.
Yeah, I feel like speaking to yourself. I think your point's well taken. I think replacing with a fence of like kind, and I think that we can let, and what we ordinarily do is just let the ISD commissioner deal with that. If they really need to, they could come in for, and I don't think we've done that yet here. Have we done a consistency review?
Not disturbed.
Okay. What ordinarily happens is when ISD has a special permit and the petitioner or the property owner wants to do something that's at variance with the special permit, he or she will have to go to the commissioner of ISD. The commissioner will review it and then decide whether it is consistent with or not consistent with the original special permit. If the commissioner has a question, sometimes they'll come to the Land Use Committee, which is the only time, hopefully, that we'd ever get involved in reviewing the consistency of it. But ultimately, it's the ISD commissioner's call. If it's not consistent, they'd have to come back in for another special
permit. I'm fine with that change.
Okay.
We still have fence viewers in the city?
We have what's called a fence viewer, but that was really designed for when your cows go across my wooden or stone fence onto my property or vice versa. That's what the fence sitter for, is to get that fence back up so that they don't wander.
It's also, if I might, it's also for determination as to whether or not there's a spike fence.
Right.
Yeah. Like a spite. Whereas if you have it by special permit, it might be spiteful, but it's still going.
You have it by spite.
Yeah, by spite.
Turn it the other way.
Yeah. The fence ordinance is very comprehensive. If you're having trouble sleeping, I urge you to read it.
Then take on the light ordinance.
Then take on the light ordinance, yes, and then the light pollution ordinance. Anybody else who has any questions or comments on this? All right. Where are we located? In Ward 6. I was hoping to see Alderman, former Alderman Mansfield here. I was thought that's what he was here for, but Alderman Schwartz? Okay.
Motion to approve.
Okay. So we have some proposed findings, conveniently enough.
Okay.
And by the way, this is just the PowerPoint. If you want to read the draft board order, is actually the one we're going by, so if you want to follow along on that. Sorry.
No problem. The proposed accessory apartment is in a detached structure, will not adversely affect the neighborhood for the following reasons. The structure already exists, and no significant exterior alterations are proposed. Reusing the existing structure ensures that it will be maintained and will not become a nuisance. The proposal is consistent with the comp plan, as it will help to preserve the existing housing stock while increasing the diversity of housing options available in the city. And then the one related to the parking. The waiver from the required landscape screening is appropriate since literal compliance is not practical or necessary due to the existing board fence which surrounds the subject property and effectively screens all vehicles from abutting properties.
There was only one thing. After I met with you last week to go over this, I did have a conversation very brief with Brian Lever, who was the historic preservation planner for the city. We don't have to have this as a finding, but just to inform maybe some of our future discussions, as the preservation planner, he's very interested in preserving as many of these carriage houses as possible. They're disappearing all over the city. They're not required to be maintained, so in many instances, they're just getting torn down. So he felt like this was, and I think, correct me if I'm wrong about this, but he felt like this was an appropriate way of making sure that we maintain this. So if we wanted to put in something about historic preservation of a carriage house.
We have a stock condition that always used to go into carriage house borders, so we can pull that up.
That goes with historic preservation.
It references the historical commission and the desire of the city to. Yeah.
No sense of reinventing the wheel. Yep. So unless anybody has objection to that, is that right?
Give everybody the sleep.
Okay. Alderman Fishman.
So, I see there's a whole bunch of floor plans attached. So, is that carriage house being redone? Is that what's going on?
Do you know the answer? Do you want?
Yeah, they are rehabbing it. I would say a lot of it is existing. It has been used as an apartment in the past, but they're updating it, including modernizing the kitchen. And they are planning to do some work on the exterior as well. Deferred maintenance, maybe work, no major changes.
So new siding, that kind of thing?
New siding and roofing.
Yeah, I think that's what I heard at the public hearing. That's a nice eyebrow window. I always like those.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just a sucker for that. Okay. Any other comments, questions about the recommended findings? Moving on, let's look at the proposed conditions.
Okay. The plans will be referenced as number one, but the next condition is that prior to the issuance of a building permit, the petitioner shall submit a revised site plan for review and approval by the Fire Planning and Development Department and the Engineering Division, indicating that the driveway will be widened from 10 to 14 feet and showing three 9x19-foot parking stalls and detailing any changes to the curb cut and any increase in impervious surface.
Do they need to strike those? Or?
They do not, okay. For residential.
I'm just on a sort of a jag now.
Less than $5. The petitioner shall maintain all landscaping on the subject property and shall keep the property free of junk and debris. The petitioner shall maintain, well, we've discussed this, so the petitioner shall maintain fencing of like kind around the subject property unless either no fencing is desired by immediate abutters or landscaping is installed. The property must be owner-occupied, and the owner must submit a yearly affidavit attesting to their ownership.
And that's part of the new, well, part of this is part of the old zoning ordinance, but this is part of the amendment regarding not having separate ownership.
And then the standard filing.
Does anybody else have any other conditions or comments about the proposed conditions they'd like to make? All right. Any further discussion? Can we take a vote on this? All in favor? I have 7 in favor, none opposed, and 1 not present. Thank you all, ladies and gentlemen. This will come before the full board on Tuesday, February 21st. There's no need to actually show up for the meeting. You can watch it on TV. Or if you have any questions about it, we've got a positive recommendation out of the committee. I don't expect there to be a lot of discussion. All right? You are welcome. You are welcome. Like I said, if you have any questions, please let Linda or Alexander or Derek know. Okay? Thank you. Yes.
We offer.
Yeah, so we